This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. On Veterans Day this week, we honor our soldiers and the sacrifices they've made, the wounds, mental and physical, that they've endured. Many veterans come back from years in Iraq or Afghanistan only to fight an uphill battle readjusting to a civilian world. Today's vets face further troubles with debt, unemployment, even foreclosure. But in Arizona, a special state government fund turns donations into emergency financial help for those former soldiers. The Public Insight Network's Jeff Severns Gunzel reports.
Applicant is a Ranger medic, received the Bronze Star with the V device.
Once a month, the board members of Arizona's Military Family Relief Fund gather around a long conference table. They've raised more than $1 million in the past year, and now they're looking over applications for their emergency grants.
Is requesting assistance for up to 6 months of rent and auto insurance.
Only a handful of states offer this kind of relief to veterans. The application in front of the board now is from a 28-year-old veteran who left the military last year to pursue a degree in microbiology.
My name is Eric Bittori, and I was a Ranger medic for 2 Iraq deployments and a deployment to Afghanistan.
Bittori is asking for help with rent and car insurance. He's waiting on a severely backlogged Veterans Administration to process his disability claim. He's been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury. During his 2 tours in Iraq, he rode on hundreds of dangerous missions as a platoon medic. In his downtime, he volunteered at a combat trauma hospital. He traces his PTSD to his first weeks in Iraq, but it was Afghanistan that sent him spinning.
Our first mission, I was in a helicopter that got shot down. They kept us there for another 4 months. So I was sweating every time I got on a helicopter. You know, I started to shake anytime it moved or, you know, we felt any turbulence that wasn't expected. So it really kind of shook my foundation. And about 9 months later, I ended up deciding to get out. I realized that I had, a problem that I think was beyond my ability to just kind of smother it or deal with it on my own.
A monthly disability check will allow him to focus more on his studies and less on scraping by. But there are more than 800,000 unresolved claims in the VA's national backlog. And in Phoenix, it takes close to a year on average to process a claim. And there is still a stigma around PTSD. Bittori himself sometimes doubted if he even deserved disability pay, despite his Bronze Star and constant exposure to combat trauma. The claims process did not reassure him.
I felt like the VA process was kind of punitive. They, you know, regularly tell you if you miss this, then you're dropped from the system. You know, if you have trouble with maintaining appointments, they don't take that into account. I felt like they were treating me like with skepticism or, you know, kind of a why now attitude, even with records.
You know, you're a young guy, you're in the military, just about everybody outranks you. And it's very intimidating to, you know, dig into the system and make it work the way it should.
That's Randy Meyer, the Arizona Relief Fund chairman. He works hard to keep his application process as simple and supportive as possible, especially for vulnerable young veterans like Bittori.
I receive VA disability, so I've lived that process. We have the success that we have in our program because people are comfortable coming to us for help. All those in favor of approving 3 months request at $25,21.98, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Bittori will be getting his emergency grant, 3 months of rent and car insurance paid directly to the landlord and the insurance company. And after more than a year of waiting on the VA to process his disability claim, he's been approved. For Bittori, the grant will be a lifeline until the disability checks start coming.
It's going to allow me to be able to kind of focus on moving forward, you know, because the main focus right now with my treatment is to move on and to kind of develop the other side of myself.
More than 500,000 veterans are already receiving disability checks for PTSD. Many of them served in Iraq and Afghanistan. The VA is expecting more than 1 million new disability claims in the coming year and told me that it's deploying new, more efficient technology for handling claims. But that process, too, has been slow. Support services like Arizona's Military Family Relief Fund will be critical for years to come. Lately, the fund has been getting calls from veterans advocates in other states interested in offering emergency grants to their veterans. In Phoenix, I'm Jeff Severns Gunzel for Marketplace.